Michael here with DrawingTeachers.com. One of the funniest things, or the most fun things I like to draw are funny faces. And I like to draw a really goofy face. You start with a circle. Just keep moving that around. You can make that into hair. Draw yourself a nose, which can be a hook like this. Not a full circle, but more a hook, and then some smaller circles connected to the bottom there. And then a big wiggly mouth. Alright, excellent. Now for the eyes, we're going to draw a couple of ovals. And then we're going to draw eyebrow or eyelids coming across those ovals. We want to make those curved. Draw those eyelids in, and then some eyebrows on top of them. And then for the eyes, put in some ovals as well for those. So there's lots of funny things you can do with faces like this, and one of them is to can make that mouth partly open there and show a little tooth. And sometimes it's nice to pop in some ears, which are basically just circles on the side of the head. And for the inside of the ear, just draw yourself a little curve and a little hook out of it. I kind of messed that one up. Let's see. Draw yourself a curve and a little hook out of it. A curve and a little hook. Let's go ahead and give this guy a little bit of a neck and like a shirt collar. And some shoulders, and then we'll ink him in. Alright, starting with the eyes, go ahead and outline the outside of the eye, and then block off a little square for the highlight. Like that. So you leave a little white part right there. Alright, and now for the eyebrow, I like to stroke those in to give them some texture. And the nose can come right out of here. And let's darken in the mouth. Alright, and now it's time for the ear. Now granted, this is all very stylized, cartoon kind of face. Real people don't really look like this. But that's one of the things that makes it funny. Now with the collar, I like to have that curve come around from the back side of where we created the neck, and that helps it look like it goes around there. And we'll make this like a sweater. We'll put some texture in there following the curve that we've created here on the ends. And we'll have that shoulder come out a little higher than that there, and we'll draw a little shading coming off the collar here. And on the neck, also a little shading underneath the head. And now for the crazy hair. Let's see, let's just move back and forth here. I'm actually going to make the hair a little stronger on the ends, which isn't really the way hair would go, but coming in from the ends allows me to sort of put a little dot there and emphasize that scraggly end out there. And it can go over the ear too. One of them can pop into the ear. Alright, there's our funny guy. What shall we name him? You can leave a comment. Give this guy a name. And let's give him a couple of freckles. Just for fun. And a little extra line here on the eyebrow for some eyelashes. All right, there you go. Funny guy, funny face. Don't know what else to do with him. We'll call him done, except for the erasing. I'm coming here with that stretchy kneaded eraser again. I love this thing. It's really good for erasing. You pick that up at your art supply store. Kneaded, like KNEADED, kneaded eraser. I'd call this kneaded eraser pretty much an essential drawing tool. All right, we've got him just about cleaned up. Just tooth cleaned up a bit.